Joining us now on the Coach's Corner, powered by Hy-Vee, we have Newton girls coach Jake Bennett. And the coach is joining us following Friday night's 53-42 loss to Indianola. But still some good things to talk about, Jake, in that game.
Yeah, absolutely. Just, you know, great to see our girls come out and compete. We talked earlier this week about it didn't really matter what the team name was across the jersey of the opponent. We were going to come out and play our style of basketball. And it took a quarter, I think, for us to settle in. But it's really good to see us fight back and then start to play our style a little bit more.
Yeah, you opened up a little rocky, some turnovers, some wild shots too early.
Yeah, and we, you know, kind of got revved up. I think first conference game of the year, kind of expected a little bit to get a little revved up. So once we kind of calmed down a little bit, kind of saw that started to kind of go away and got back to our style of basketball.
Yeah, you're down 11-5 after first quarter. It was 24-12 at the half. And at one point it was, I believe, 30-16 early in that third quarter. Then you guys went on a 14-0 run.
Yeah. Hey, our girls kind of figured out, you know, the types of things that were going to be open, and we got some back cuts going and started to spread the ball more. So I think once we stopped trying to do everything just kind of ourselves and started playing team basketball, moving the ball, making the right cuts, you're able to start seeing those things to start to open up. And that's kind of where those runs started and the belief started to happen in each other and they started to trust each other. So it's just cool to see that kind of come against a top quality conference opponent as well.
Yeah, definitely. And the first road game as well. Peyton Karkoff, 9 points, 8 points for Alex Jarvis, 6 points Corey White, 7 Alex Riney, and we had Eva Main for 3. How close are we to what you got in the official book?
Yeah, well, that's pretty close.
That's pretty close? Okay, well, that's good. So what you know, kind of talk about what impressed you the most with that little run there.
We kind of talked in the locker room, too, about, you know, this new era of girls basketball, just having the confidence to know that you can go into the gym and compete with any single person, any team. So to be able to go out there, especially we're looking at this game last year, I think we lost by 40.
Yeah.
So to come in here and, you know, at some point in the third quarter, it was tied 30-30. And just to see the fight and tenacity of the team, the resilience and the belief that they can belong in the gym, it's just an outstanding thing and a thing I think I'm most proud of the girls for.
I think really this is a really good Indianola free throw team because they had like 15 points at the free throw line.
Yeah, and I kind of knew that going in. Their team, I think, just around half their points. They're pretty aggressive of trying to get in. They do a lot of dribble handoffs and things towards the hoop. So we knew that they were going to try to get downhill. And, you know, a couple times we got sloppy with it and got fouled and they got rewarded. And then some of that came at the end, too, where we had to foul and try to stay in the game.
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
But overall, our girls did a really good job switching on to the correct people and doing guarding the girls the way we were supposed to guard. So I was pretty impressed with their effort defensively.
Yeah, their leading scorer stands 6 foot. You, I think, what, you have maybe a
five ten, I believe.
Yeah. So you did a pretty good job keeping her down. But moving forward now, you got another game coming up on Tuesday, and that's just a girls-only game, so we'll have that one on the KRLS3 stream with 6:45 start. I believe that one starts at 7, right?
Yep, that's correct. That'll be Des Moines East.
Des Moines East, yeah. Yep. So what do you know about them?
You know, honestly, we've never played them before, and I haven't had the chance to scout with this busy week.
Yep,
so
busy,
I'm not quite
sure
what to expect, but we're excited just to kind of go out and build off of what we did tonight and, you know, continue to, you know, have aggressive style of defense and effort-wise and offensively just continue to build off what we saw tonight.
Yeah, you had the game last Thursday night, and then game Tuesday night. And as you move forward here, the team continues to grow, and really proud of you. Got some freshmen in and some key times today too. They didn't score, but at least got in towards the end when it was really mattered. Cameron Klein mainly is what I'm talking about there.
Yeah, absolutely. And you know, these girls are stepping in and kind of filling the roles that we have for them. And you know, whether it's offensively, defensively, whatever role we have them in, they're going in and providing valuable minutes and some really valuable time.
And some of the, I mean, you had 3 threes in the loss here at Indianola, so that was good. You had been struggling a little bit, not quite as good as I think you were Thursday night, though.
Sure, yeah.
But
yeah,
still,
it's
a
weight
game
going
here. Yeah,
yeah,
definitely.
Yep.
Well, appreciate you joining us, and good luck next week.
Yeah, thank you. Appreciate it.
That is Jake Bennett joining us on the Coach's Corner, powered by Hy-Vee, the Newton head basketball coach. as Newton wraps up the week with a loss in the Little Hawkeye Conference opener. Again, the final 53-42.